dude. He is a toad. Holy smokes, dude.
Welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. I am your host, Braden Tolles. Thanks for tuning in. I can't believe I'm living my dream. Early morning flights, the skies are filled up with these whistling wings. Sights that dreams are made of. Look at God's creation. Dust coming in as we struggle to load. Kid number two is a hell of a load. Shots going off as they drop in the hole. It's so cold and my car keeps sticking. I'm being precise with the notes I'm picking. My lead is true, so no duck, I'm missing. Full choke, so I'm good at a distance. All right, welcome back to the Midwest Hinds Hunt Podcast. In here with me,
Bryce Tolles.
And to my left,
your dog.
Hunt Dog Moose.
Okay, so what is it? Getting towards the end of July.
Yep.
Deer season is on the horizon.
That's right.
Yep, dude, are you excited or is it just me?
I'm excited.
Yeah?
I want to kill a big deer.
I know, dude. Don't we all? But okay, so when do you, does deer season start, like, turning in your head? Is there a certain day? Like, because for most of us, I feel like, generally speaking, usually after July 4th, just keep fucking touching everything. After July 4th, I feel like usually like that's when the switch flips for a lot of guys. Because, I mean, granted, a lot of people already have cameras out. They run them year-round. But, like, we pull ours. And then usually after the 4th of July weekend, that's when we're looking on, like, a map to figure out when we're going in. You know what I mean?
Definitely not July 4th for me. Definitely later. No.
Well, I'm not saying on July 4th, but usually I like doing
for
it.
For you, maybe, yeah. But not for me.
Well, okay. I just, dude, for one, like, I think August is too late.
Why?
Because for me, like, statistically speaking, I feel like the shooters, you know, you're the big ones. They start showing up usually sometime in mid-August. Mm-hmm. And I like having my shit in there planted, you know what I mean?
Well,
and I haven't stepped foot in there.
Well, yeah.
And also, like, look at the rain. You know what I mean? Like, we have plans to go to your spot tomorrow or the next day.
What and if it's we had rained. A food plot planted? It'd be fucking perfect.
Yeah, we don't have a food plot planted. Sorry.
That's what we should do.
Well, give me your card.
So think about it. In the future, where's a spot we could put a food plot?
All of them.
Where?
At mine. You could do it up top.
Yeah, but where?
What do you mean where?
In the little narrow hallway?
No, we can do it out in the field where the CRP is.
They gave you permission?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I just don't have the equipment.
Well, let's do it next weekend.
It's too late now.
Why?
Maybe it isn't. I don't know. Maybe it ain't.
Let's do it in 2 weekends.
Possible. We don't have the equipment.
Yeah, we do.
How?
Easy.
But I also don't want to bring any of your buddies out there.
Why? They don't know. They don't have permission.
I don't care.
Why?
Dude, I'm like that. Like, for anyone listening, I guarantee you, everyone is like this in a certain way. Maybe you, not so much, because you don't really have any set pieces. But also, like, look at the current situation on that place.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, maybe your friends aren't into it either as much. But I guarantee you there's guys who, let's say, they know where you're hunting. They come out there to help you out for it. And then let's say you kill a fucking giant. And then your buddies are going to be like, and they're probably not really your buddies if they do this. The fucking dirtbag would be like, oh, I'm going to go try to get the neighbors so I can hunt right next to them. You know what I mean? That's how, like, I don't know what's the word for it. Like, cautious I am about, like, giving away where I'm at. Just because... for shit like that. And it happens, believe it or not. And it might not happen to you personally or have any like experience with it, but dude, you go to anyone who's really serious about it, anyone who
well, that's just a piece of shit.
Well, it happens. It happens a lot, dude. But what I'm getting at is, I don't want, if we were to do that.
Here's the thing, though. What neighbor? Where? What are they going to get? Where?
Yeah. You never know.
Well, we just get them.
We could. Probably should. But okay, back to what we're going off already. Like I was saying, but like, look at the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to get your stuff out tomorrow. What if we can't get out there because we get stuck trying to get it out there? So then you got to keep pushing it down the road, and then shit just comes up. So I like doing it pretty much in like that later part of July, right there in that second half. And then that way, cameras are soaking, you know, newsstands are soaking, everything. It's just, it's there. And all you got to do is wait. That's where I'm at with it. But for you, like, when, if I wasn't your brother, let's say I wasn't a deer hunter and you were into this, when would you do it?
I don't know. It needs to be out by Labor Day.
When the fuck is Labor Day?
First weekend of September.
Oh, dude, you're way behind.
Which is way too late.
That's way too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
I'm telling you, dude.
But I'm not, like, I would procrastinate it.
I wouldn't. You would have to have the absolute latest. Everything would have to be done before the first week of August. I'm talking the last week of July is when you'd be doing it.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I don't know. So you and I, boy, did we have an adventure doing one of my pieces. The last weekend. Yeah, talk
about being dumb.
Oh, man, we were hurting. Basically, I mean, dude, you are going to... Why are you're going to collapse
Would
it.
Would you shut the fuck up?
Fix it.
It's fine. God damn it. Leave me alone. It's fucking bonered out. I'm making sure my fucking hunt dog is fine over here.
Hunt dog. But I mean, so basically we went down to mine. You know, we moved a stand because, I don't know, looking at it at the end, like, when we first hung that set, I was like, okay, I like this. But I quickly figured out that was bad.
What, the set?
The set where it was last year, just because it was so tough to draw. And I made it work. I didn't ever get, like, caught. But I had to...
You're on top of the deer, and you're in the wide open. You have no cover.
There's cover behind you.
Yeah.
You're it breaks up your silhouette.
You're on top but of anywho, the damn deer.
Well, basically, what I'm getting at is, and I've been hunting for a few years now, so I'm probably better at it than you are. Don't mean that in like a cocky way, but like, you know, getting back to full draw without getting caught.
I'll tell you what, I'm not that good at it.
But no, what I'm just saying is where we moved it to back to now, honestly, it's back in the same tree originally was year one, just in a rotated on the other side, which is, dude, it's so perfect.
Yeah, it's in a good spot for sure.
Yeah, that setup is great. And then
you can see more also.
Mm-hmm.
Because they come from the field.
Did it all. We only, so what? Cameras, we did trimming, filled the feeder.
About died.
We were fucking hurting. But it is what it is. I mean, you got to put in, I mean, that's the thing about it too. You got to put in the work. And it's one of those things, you put in as much work as you want to. You know what I mean? If you don't want to put in much work and you just want to go out there and throw a bag of corn on the ground, if that's all you want to do and go sit over it, that's fine. You know, like some of our buddies don't even, I'll leave names out of it, but won't hunt out of a hang on.
Why?
Oh. I'll believe that.
Why won't he?
I don't know. Like I've helped set up an old like double that was left on a property. He's hunted out of that. But like a true hang on, like what I run, what you run, what everybody fucking runs, won't do it. I don't know. But like no knock on him. I mean, if that they just don't care that much and they don't want to mess with it, that's fine. But I'm just saying it's like one of those things where you can put in as little work as you want or as much work as you want. And I feel like that also kind of determines like the output of your season. Now, I'm not saying that all the work you put in.
Karma's a real thing.
It's not always going to pay off. Like, I've eaten a tag the last 2 years chasing the same deer. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, I mean, we put in a lot of work, you know, and we're always trying to figure out the next best move type of deal. I'm telling you, dude, I feel like this is the year that deer's going to die.
I hope, and I hope he's that as big as he was, because that dude was a fucking donkey last year.
I know. Go ahead and go ahead and tell him about the bet we made on you killing and me killing.
Wait. Oh, if I kill a 150.
But hang on, before you say this, I think Bryce got the absolute shit end of this stick. Now, not necessarily because we did put a pretty high number on this deer, the inches.
If I kill a 150, mm-hmm. he pays for the mount.
Mm-hmm.
If he kills this deer that he's chasing, I pay for a full body mount.
If it goes over 210.
If it goes over 210.
I wouldn't be pissed, but watch it go like 209 and 6. And I'm sitting there like, fuck.
It'll still be crazy. I don't care. I just care if it dies. That'd be the cool part.
Right. I know. But that's the fun little side bet we made. So yeah, I mean,
let's talk about the blind you just built, because it's badass.
I know. Well, we got to get into that, and that's what I was going to let you lead with. So, Hunt, putting you in one of my old spots again this year.
It's my spot.
He thinks it's fucking his spot, but if a booner showed up there, it would not be your spot anymore. I'm kidding. It probably
squatters rights.
Squatters. Okay. But okay, so before we go into the blind, let's go into, because you did pick up a few new pieces. You got a little more.
One might play out. I don't know. I got to call him again. Yeah, I really got to call him again. He said there's a few big deer that run through the back of his property, so that would be freaking awesome. But it's still kind of a smaller piece, so a nice hang on in the pile of corn.
Does this guy hunt?
No.
See, that's where you got to be careful, because like I've had a would be like basically trespassing and walking your dog over there at the piece where you're at.
Seriously?
Yeah, this was years ago. And she would be like, Braden, I saw this giant deer.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what's a giant? She's like, well, he was this 8. And I'm like, okay. And like at the time, I'm like, there's no big 8 in there. I'm like, at the time, there was like a big 10. And that's the deer I screwed up on all them years ago. And I'm also thinking, I'm like, dude, there's no big 8 in there. I'm like, what giant? She's like, yeah, I counted it. He had 8.
And I counted the split second you saw him before he took off, you counted 8. Well,
I'd literally pull out my phone and like go to the photo. And this is back when I had regular trail cameras. So you'd pull it up on the computer and then you just take pictures with your phone of the computer screen. And I'd like show her the deer. And she's like, yeah, that's it. And I'm like, things like 115 maybe. But
she didn't know that.
I'm just saying though, like when someone says that, like it's always hard, because big to someone who doesn't hunt might not be big to someone who does hunt.
Yeah,
type exactly. of deal. But okay, so yeah, you need to work on that piece, because dude, that's one thing. It's like, it's always good to have permission, like mm-hmm. I got permission there.
You need to go out there.
I know.
Why don't you?
Because it's one of them things. It's like, I know it sounds stupid, and like if it wasn't me, like if I was in your spot, I'd be like, oh yeah, dude, you need to get out there. But like, I got a chance, if he's even still alive this year, we'll find out. But I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't be. But when you got a chance of killing something that big, it almost like you get tunnel vision, and you're just like, you don't really give a shit. You know what I mean? I don't really care about what's going on over here or over here. You kind of just focus on that farm, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You passed up a huge deer last year.
Yeah. So, okay.
Something what that Bryce, I would have killed 10
what,
times.
What Bryce is talking about. So, on this farm, there's a deer we call Drive-By. He's big, and he's number one for sure. And then number two, we call him 8-Ball. And he's, I don't know. I mean, he's probably pushing that, I don't know. He's probably mid to high, maybe touches 60s as an 8, which is giant. It's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely in his 50s. Maybe he touches 60.
He'd probably be in that mid to high 50s.
He's a huge eight.
Yeah, he's, dude, he's really nice.
Really, really tall.
But then again, it's like, and
like a fucking witch's fingers coming off of him.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know how to put that. Like, if there's another deer, like, let's say, let's just put numbers on. Let's say 8-Ball's 158, and he's an 8, okay? And then let's say there's a 10 out there, and we're like, oh, he's probably in the 60s. If 8-Ball walked in that scenario, yeah, I'd probably just kill him. But the fact that there's such a big jump between 8-Ball and drive-by, it's like, you can't not hold out. Like, you have to.
I guess.
That's how I felt about it. And then, I mean, also, dude.
Well, yeah, like they say, you got to pass a big deer to kill the giants.
You know who is also going to be, I think, a fucking stud this year? I kind of forgot his name. I feel bad, but let me look. Nacho. Nacho's going to be big.
Yeah, I would have killed that deer if he would have walked last year.
I mean,
I don't even remember what he looks like.
I remember that picture? That's him, like, you can't even see much, but you just see his frame. And then, hang on, swiping through photos here. I passed this deer last year, too. See, his frame is so weird, though. It, like, goes up and...
Yeah, I don't know what that deer is.
I don't know, but I think he's going to be a nice deer.
That's not that deer that I wanted to kill last year, was it? 2 years ago?
No, but also, I mean...
That's 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Also, dude, there's a, and I think I saw him last year too. He was like a really heavy, like dense eight.
I know what you're talking about.
Super thick. So, I don't know, dude, that property's just so weird because it's just a long and narrow 40, you know, and nothing's really living on it. So you're kind of just like in this like buck highway, I feel like, where they just come through and they use that bottom a lot. And that's why I also want to put a stand up top, so you got both options. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited to see what happens. And also, one of those things is, it's like, I used to be really bad about it. Like, when a deer got away from me, like, High West is probably, like, a prime example of this. I was so bent out of shape when we didn't get to kill him. And then, like, the following year, we kind of lost it. We lost that property. Nothing like we did, but we lost it. And that's one deer in the back of my head. I'm like, man, I wish I could have him back.
No. Kurt.
Kurt. Dude, thing about Kurt was he was literally in like a 3-acre patch.
Yeah, it might have been smaller than that.
It might not even have been that. Honestly, it probably wasn't that. It was probably like sub 2. And the thing is, like, that was just also kind of that same thing.
That was
like,
a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, 1 year killed. Well, this thing that's so fucked up is the guy who...
2 year or 1 year?
One.
Really?
Yeah. So the guy who... the guy who lives there doesn't even own it. And the owner lives across the street. And I got allowed to hunt, like, basically this dude's backyard. And killed a deer out of there, and then all of a sudden, like, next year rolls around, it's like, oh, hey, so-and-so's gonna, him and his daughter are gonna start hunting.
I don't even know if they know that you killed a deer. I didn't tell them.
I sent pictures. Whatever. But I sent him pictures, so I can guarantee you he said something, and I took stuff, too, for letting me hunt, and that I killed one, said thanks. So... But isn't it just funny, like, how, like, oh, we're going to
hunt. And I know they didn't fucking
guarantee
hunt it.
Guarantee you they didn't. I know they didn't. Guarantee you. But that place isn't all lost either. I think I can get that one back, no problem.
Ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking.
You think? Probably not the most, yeah, probably not the right, yeah, no. You're not asking.
No, but that was crazy. We didn't know that there were that big a deer down there, and then there were some fucking huge deers.
Deer.
Mm-hmm.
Deer.
A huge deer.
Yeah.
The one you killed is awesome. What'd he go?
Fuck. 50-something. The thing about him is it's so weird, and also, I don't know if it was the... The mount, man.
What about? Oh, yeah, that's a it's hot on, topic.
Yeah, it's on.
Because that's a bullshit deal.
It's on, like, so base, and I don't do it. And the guy who's done all my taxidermy does a great job. But, like, I got this deer back, and it's, like, on a smaller, what do you call that?
The mount itself is, like, smaller than a regular mount.
Right, and I don't know if it's
chest, it's neck.
I don't know if my cape got mixed up or what, but he was not a small deer.
No.
And he, like, compared to the other mounts in the house, it's like putting a horse next to a dog.
Yeah, literally.
The what is that called?
What?
I'm just trying to the form. It's a form is what it is. It's just on a different form. I think that's the word. But I mean, that deer was thing about him was he had 14.
Yeah, look at it. It's not that freaking.
That's not even him.
It was the last one.
Oh. But that
he
that
had 14 points,
14 scoreable points. He's just not as framey as the other two because those other two are fucking really framey. Yeah, look at him.
That dude probably would have been a fucking. How old do you think that deer was?
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, 3.5, probably. But also, the thing about that piece was, it's like you're hunting a sub 2 acre fucking patch. Nothing's living there. It's basically just
it's a trail,
and it was Kurt and. Same thing with Kurt, dude. Remember that that morning, I remember where I was. It was on a Wednesday, and pictures were coming through of him just standing out there in the daylight, and I was, like, talking to you, and I could have made it to hunt that night, but I just didn't want to push it, and he walked again that night.
He did.
Yeah. But, like, thing about that piece is, and good thing I did shoot that number two out there because...
Because it wouldn't have been back.
Yeah, he never showed back up months after. Yeah, never did.
He's probably dead.
That, probably. But never showed back up, and then we also got kicked off of there.
Gosh, that deer was so big, though.
He was 60s. Maybe 70s.
Oh, my God, he was huge.
Yeah. But, I don't know. But that, we're losing track again here. But basically what I'm saying is it's good to always have pieces... and permission in your back pocket and keep your contacts up and like just keep in good terms with them. That way, if something ever does happen and you need to go pick up a piece, you know right where to go. But okay.
Absolutely.
So you need to work on getting that other piece figured out. We got, you're going back to one of my old farms, and I'll go ahead and let you steal the show on this one. Cause this thing, I was a little skeptical. Before you even talk, I was skeptical the first time I saw that fucking thing.
I don't know why. I didn't have the vision like I did.
I was looking at that thing, and I'm like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that? I'm like, dude, this thing's fucking tiny. Like I did.
Yeah, it's perfect, though.
But okay, so go ahead and take it from the top on that.
Yeah, so we built this blind, and... It's freaking awesome. I mean, it's an old water tank, actually a chemical tank. It's from my work, and it holds 15 gallons of chemical or water, whatever you want to call it.
15 gallons?
15,000, sorry.
Yeah.
Not 15,000, 1,500. And so got it over here, started cutting it up, cut the door first, and then we had found these windows from Academy, and they're 12 by 24, and then they're 12 by 36. So we put two of the 12 by 36s in the middle.
Well, basically, we would have put four big ones in it, but they only had two big ones on the shelf and two small ones on the shelf. And the small ones, I wouldn't say they're small.
They're 1 foot by 2 foot.
Yeah, they are smaller, but it's still not like a small window. You can shoot out of them just fine. But the way we did it, we did put the big ones in the middle, figure it as your main windows, and then the two on the side. And you can also position that, to help,
Yeah. So that's what we did for that. Got the windows in, painted her. Need to do a little bit more work. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I think it'll be a lot more scent-proof than what we've had in the past.
Well, and also just from...
It's a blind. It's like an actual blind. Right. It's not a freaking pop-up tent.
No, so I call it the R3 because it's like a redneck version of a redneck blind. So
Yeah.
I mean, I just, dude, what's also really nice about it is, you know, and this happens, I feel like, and we're probably not just the only ones guilty of this, but fucking buying a pop-up blind from wherever, Bass Pro Shop, Shields, wherever you end up going.
A yearly occasion.
And then you get them out, you know, you brush them in the best you can, and, you know, all that is weight around and on that blind. Well, usually they don't get pulled. 9 times out of 10, they don't get pulled. And I know, like, Colton Hamilton, he's the exact same fucking way. Like, we went to go turkey hunt one spring. He's like, yeah, my deer blind's out here somewhere. We were, like, looking around for it. We're like, oh, there it is, 200 fucking yards away, blown into the neighbor's barbed wire fence, all sorts of fucked up. I'm like, dude, we are we do the exact same thing. We just never pull them because either you're just so tired and beaten down from season, it's so fucking cold, and you're just like, fuck it.
And it's usually so cold.
And if you don't kill, if you don't kill, you're fucking pissed. And you're like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You're just like, fuck it, let it sit there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be super nice, like, this thing.
It's real. Like,
it's real.
I don't know. I feel like if we have space in the future, also, it needs to be pulled every year because it's going to have critters that want to live in it.
Bryce thinks he just built, like, the Playboy Mansion for critters.
I mean, squirrels, snakes, well, it's kind of from wasp.
But I mean,
everything.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, he already said it, but it was this fucking ugly ass, like, yellow green accelerator tank and cut everything. And then, honestly, dude, once we started getting the windows in first thing, I was like, I could see it. I'm like, this is going to be sick. And then the only thing that does kind of bug me is the door.
Why?
Just because we kind of fucked up making the door.
Well, no, we didn't. We can still fix it, but.
I know. But also, you got to tell me, are you going to drink that or no? You don't like it?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking drink it.
You gotta tell me I was fucking right that we should have just painted it before we put the windows in.
Yeah, but I was so eager to get the windows in.
I don't know why. But I mean, so 4 windows, it's got a door, got a latch, closed door. Windows, they're super slick. Only problem is we gotta get some Velcro, and I know Velcro's, like, not ideal. I don't know if magnets would be better.
Stick on magnets?
Well, you'd have to get...
Ooh, that might be a good idea.
You'd have to get, like, some adhesive strips, stick the magnets
to... They just have adhesive on the back of them.
Yeah, magnets. But I'd almost want to do the strips to make sure they can't fall off.
Yeah, with that paint in there, it might be hard for something to stick to them.
But the only thing, because the windows won't stay open when you open them, so you'd have to find a way. And Velcro would be okay because it wouldn't be loud sticking to, just ripping it off to close it. Well, would be loud.
Also, we don't know if they'll stay open because we don't know the way it's going to be positioned. If it's positioned a little bit down, then they will.
No, it'd be up. We had this argument already.
No, because if it's up.
If it's up, the window is going to swing and go this way, because if the front end is up, the window's going to naturally stay back this way. If it's sitting forward, the window's naturally going to want to slam forward. So the front end would have to be up a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, maybe you're right. I don't know.
So we either need to figure out a Velcro or a magnet situation for the windows. We picked up a fucking $40 horse mat.
Off, thanks to the salesman over here.
Well, basically, we're looking at, like, 2 different ones. One's like a 6x4. Is that what you said it was? 6x4, and the other one's like a 5x3 or a 4x, I don't even know. Two different sizes.
A 3x4 and a 6x4.
One was big, one was small, and the big one was $50 a pad, and the small one was like $35 a pad. And, like, the top one, it had, like, a few fucking chunks falling out of the end of it, and we're sitting there, and Bryce's like, I knew it was going to be expensive. And I'm like, dude, why don't you just go in there and ask if they'll give you a discount, because this thing's a little fucked up. So we did, and they're like, we'll take $10 off. Fine, perfect.
$10.
And we're probably going to cut it off anyway, so it didn't even matter.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's going in. Got to drill some holes in the bottom because it's not 100% leak-proof.
Which I wish it was 100% leak-proof, but...
Got to climb up on the top, seal the lid a little bit better. That thing leaks some pretty
fierce. Yeah, I don't know why it's like that, because it should never leak.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it would ever leak because it would ruin whatever's inside it.
Yeah, it should never have from water the beginning. In it.
But
I keep asking him for if he's got a handle on any more trash ones. He doesn't have any yet, but he says he'll let me know.
Well, and also, like, dude, I get it. The thing's not perfect, but what are we in it for right
What's
now?
What's a tent blind, though? I mean, is that perfect? No. Well,
hear me out. Let's say, and this is on the high side. Let's say we're $400 into it.
Well, no, we're more than $400.
No, we're not. Yeah, we were $350 into it.
Yeah. I bought two latches.
So $350, add the mats, $390, the latches. So right about $400.
No, we're not. We're $350 before the latches.
We're $350, $40 for the mat. That throws it up to $390. The latches you said were like $6.
Yeah.
So we're like at $400.
Yeah.
So $400, or you go buy one for $1,500, $2,000.
That's what they are.
I mean, you can spend as much as you want on them. You can.
What's the base? $2,000.
I don't know. I never bought one.
But that's also on the platform. True. And way heavier.
True. But what I'm getting at is $400 and has a few problems. But also, look at the pop-up blinds. We've gone through probably $400 of pop-up blinds in all the years.
Oh, yeah. We bought $300 worth of pop-up blinds last year.
Right. Well, and I'm just looking at it in the yard right now. It's like, that thing is indestructible.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
It's pretty tough. And also, what's going to be sick is, so, okay, it has those fittings on it. That where they are, the tubes coming off. One of them is going to get turned into a piss hose.
Urinal.
Yes, that way you don't have to get out to pee, and it'll just run out the back of the blind. That's sick.
Yeah, we need to make that.
Well, and also, it's cool about it, too. It's like, Royal can go, and I get it. He's not even 2 years old, and he would probably fuck up the hunt. You'd probably like go into that knowing yeah. that. But, I mean, it's like, dude, he would have so much fun just fucking around
You're
in there.
Right, yeah.
And then
yeah,
Lexi could go or LB could go.
See, that's what I don't want. That's why I wanted it so waterproof is because like when you go, I don't want there to be water in the bottom and it starts stinking and then
well, we're also drilling the holes.
Yeah.
Also why I think my idea is better than your idea.
What?
About how we cut that mat. Do like so the circle is the circumference of it, and you do the square so it sits inside it, so you'd have a gap up top, bottom, and both sides. Then you drill a hole, top, bottom, both sides, one in the middle under the mat. That way, because the thing is not going to sit perfectly level.
We can drill the hole anyways. Water will run through it anyways.
What do you mean? Through what?
Water will run through the bottom no matter what.
No, I know, but let's say it wants to, let's just say the right side of it sits a little bit lower. All the water's going to run that way, so then you got holes on that side, and there's no mat covering it, so it can just drain, and it ain't, you know, no weight on top of it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
It should drain no matter what. Plus, the bottom of that mat's ribbed.
Oh, okay.
Saw that?
Okay, that no, I didn't.
It's ribbed, yeah. It'll be, we'll get it right.
But, I mean, dude, we might just have a couple of fucking,
you can definitely sit a double in there.
Easy.
Yeah, I'll probably fall asleep in that son of a bitch.
Oh, it's going to be nice. I mean, you could even do one of them.
Propane.
You could even do one of them poured. Yeah, the only thing about that is you'd want to crack a window.
Yeah, for damn sure.
Just so you're not
you'd
like
want to crack a
dying
window.
In there or like breathing in the fucking shit. But
yeah,
that's going to be a lot of fun. And then
I think that thing will be a blast. You know, and the thing is, in the future, I'm going to get more of those. So we need to figure out a little bit better way of building them with the windows and stuff.
Well,
if we need to put an insert in it to make it square so it seals up perfect.
Isn't going to matter, though, because it doesn't matter.
Why?
Because the tank is cylinder. Windows are straight.
That's what I'm saying. If you put an insert.
I don't even think that would help.
Why? Because it would make it straight on the backside.
I don't even know. But also, do you really need to do that? Also, the thing about it is, like, dude, if we're in for $400, it's like.
Yeah, I know. I'm just figuring out
a way to make it better. We don't need to be into it for $600. Or even, you know what I mean? You can go as crazy as you want with them. But, like, I think this one's going to be just fine.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be cool.
Only problem is they're a fucking bitch to move.
Yeah, we definitely need another guy. Because it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's not that light.
We might just employ Dad.
Yeah. It's not the lightest thing. It probably weighs what?
It's not. Pounds? It's no. Nowhere.
It's just awkward.
Yeah, it's probably, honestly, it's probably not even 200 pounds.
Really?
No, there's no fucking way. It's just the fucking awkwardness of it is because you can't. It's just so big.
We need to get the freaking refrigerator moving straps. You know, like the dudes use? Move washer and dryer and stuff?
I think where it's going, we're going to be able to get. We need to pull that up on a map and look, but I think we're going to be able to get a truck and trailer in there just fine and have enough room to turn around if it goes on that northeast side of that pond. Which I also think this is one thing, too.
That is a low spot, though, so. I mean, you don't want water.
Right, but I mean, also, you got to think the further, if it sits on like the, of that area, like the pond is this can, and let's say we're over here in this area, mm-hmm. we want to sit it pretty much as far east as possible because that's where we're walking in is from the east. We want it to be basically as far east as possible and as far south as possible.
But, dude.
And I think
there's a lot of land between those two, in between that spot and the hedgerows.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is, though, that place is becoming so, like,
dense.
Yeah, dense. We'll use the word dense. I was gonna say like it modernized. Is
thick. Oh, like neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm talking. It itself is so thick.
Not when you go in on the trail where the truck usually goes and you take a right off the dam.
I know what you're talking about.
And you just run right down that fucking
there's 2 foot ruts, yeah.
No, ain't 2 foot ruts right there. I don't know. We'll look at it on a map and we'll figure it out, but I think I know a good spot for it. And dude, also, if there's no shooters in there, it's not even that bad. I don't even say move it because it could be just a doe killing. Like, it'd be fun. Yeah. Like, I was telling you, I mean, I'll probably do this just because, like, I don't know. I think it's cool. I want to take Bama.
Take him. That'd be perfect.
I know. Like, he'd be, you know what I mean? He's a fucking bird dog, but I'm like, fuck it. It'd be so fun to take my dog and him just fucking hang out in there and just, he'd probably see the deer and kind of like what he does with ducks. You just start whining.
Oh, does he?
Oh, that's all he does is whine. When he sees birds, he wants you to send him, and he just starts whining. He'll probably have to
get the windows closed.
Or give him a little pop on the nose, like, hey, hang on. But, I mean, that royal, Lexi's going to fucking love it.
Talk about scent proof, warmth. I mean, everything.
Without a heater, it's just going to block all the wind. The thing about those pop-up blinds, you know, the wind would still come through, like, because they're just, you know, they're just Velcroed on or have a little hook on, and there's nothing really on the other side. But, like, this thing is, it's, dude, like, it ain't going to let any light in. I'm telling you, you wear a black top.
Yeah, if you just wear a black sweatshirt.
Yeah.
No, nothing's getting in.
No. And then, dude, I dig the color palette that we painted it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Because we were trying to figure out, we're like, dude, well, let's do, like, a... I think initially we said like a green, but the thing is, it's like, dude, nothing is fucking green after like, I don't know, October.
You're right. There's nothing that is fucking green.
I mean, now granted, there are like some, there's some cedars and like some pines in there that are green, but like most of the landscape is like brown and gray. So we went with like a, what happened?
It got stronger.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, so we went with like a brown and a black. It kind of looks like bark.
Yeah, well, then that spray paint kind of worked out pretty good. We just kind of did some like random streaks around the whole thing, and I thought it turned out really sharp.
I think he needs to go to the bathroom.
Who?
Moose.
All right, dog had to take a pee break.
He needs some drink too, but that'll wait.
But I mean, no, I think it's going to be so much fun out there. I hope there's a shooter in there. So I was looking.
Fucking awesome, because It's such a like a guaranteed place. Like that deer will show up. It's gonna show up more than once too. You just gotta be there.
Right. Well, that's like
you know where it's living.
Well, what's okay? So I was looking at this. Is what I was saying. So I was looking at old photos, right? Because I was going through the camera photos from basically the end of season up to March or whenever I pulled them, mm-hmm. and I was looking on there, and there's so many photos of that eight that Lexi was hunting. That was also at Colton's.
Yeah.
And he should be really nice. That 6x6, he was smaller.
There was a 6x6?
Yeah, he's on this. He's really? On, yeah, here. Here you go. He should put on some inches.
Oh, yeah. 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 That thing could be awesome.
Yep. And then also, okay, so this is the 6x6 and that 8 in the same photo.
Yeah.
Both of them should put on inches. They should both be you're probably shooting.
All I want to do is just kill a bigger deer. Just 140,
this deer,
550.
I think this deer is going to be a stud. Sticky 9. I don't know if stud might be overkill, but he's going to be a nice deer.
Let me see.
He was the deer that was at Colton's.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that sticker, and Colton called him the Sticky 9. Well, then he broke the sticker off, so he was like the not Sticky 9.
Yeah.
Who else? Let me look. That's, Lexi named this one Jumba or Jumba. And who knows what he will do.
That's the deer when we were sitting in here podcasting and he showed up and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, that's a 140 inch deer.
No. I ain't
140 inch deer. You guys are looking at me like, no, he's
not. No.
He's not.
No, he's not. But I mean, so that's what? What did we say? So Jumba, we got Sticky 9.
Jumba.
That's what Lexi named him. Jumba, Sticky 9, the 6x6, and then that 8. So there's 4 potential deer from last year, and I like those odds. At least one of them.
That's what I was saying. There's so many deer in there that are mediocre that, I mean, somebody's bound to blow right. up. Just blow up.
Right. And so. With that place, the way it's like just kind of they came over the years, like they, it's either they're going to be there or they're going to be across the road to the west.
Yep.
And you know what I mean?
And you know where the food is.
Oh, 100%. And especially, I think, moving deeper and they're just by, and it ain't like we're like, it's hard to talk about. Because you don't want to like give away shit. But yeah. Basically from where stands have been hung in the past, we're moving like 100, maybe 150 yards in.
Yeah.
And that's enough to where it's going to put the. I'm going to clip some of these words, but it's going to put that out of the picture. It's going to make it feel more like a hunt. Like you're more surrounded by woods.
Yeah.
And I feel like those deer are going to be a lot more comfortable being in that area. Now, granted, they'll still use that field and whatnot, the little bit there is, just because, like, they're used to it. You know what I mean?
Well, and last year, it was fine. They didn't give a fuck.
It was more or less in my head. I'm like, I hate this.
But
also, dude, one of the reasons why I quit hunting it after, that's where I fucked up my 170. Should have killed his ass. And then I killed that 150s. 9. But after that, you know, they're just the shooters. There was nothing big in there and nothing really mature.
I really wish I could have seen that 170 inch deer. That was
I wish I still had the photos. That's, dude, I'm telling you, this is how pissed I used to get. I deleted the photos of that deer. I didn't even want to look at it ever again. And I fucked that up. But whatever I was saying, I just feel like it's going to feel more like a hunt. And I feel like the deer also being that close to the water, like when I killed that 9, when I was in the stand, you know, in the hedgerow, mm-hmm. I saw just antler.
That's what I saw on the other side of the pond.
I couldn't tell who it was. And then he started working around. And then I'm like, dude, I think that's him. And he popped up over that dam.
Oh, that's not how.
And I was like, oh, shit. But, yeah, I mean, Maybe that's one of my problems too. I also get really close to deer. Like,
yeah, maybe we need to push our piles away a little bit more.
Yeah, it doesn't ever fucking hurt. Not even just piles. Like, honestly, in spots, like, even if it's just like a trail, you want to be off of them. And then sometimes, in like some situations, like, you just can't help be on top of them with the way of the layout of the piece. So it kind of just, it all depends.
In there, we could have pushed it. What? A little bit further.
Where? From the stand? Like, moved? Yeah. Oh, definitely.
We could have pushed it. Definitely. I think we should have, yeah. But
I mean, also, the thing about that is, you were in, even with that stand where they're at now, if you left it, you can be right on top of them. They don't know. There is a danger zone, like I'm saying, where it comes to, like, standing up or drawing.
Yeah.
Where you can get caught, kind of like how you did in that ground blind. Remember?
Freaked out.
Remember when I was, like, telling you, wait?
And
you were like thinking I told you, no, don't shoot. I'm like, no, just fucking wait.
Yeah, I was so mad.
And was that deer?
No.
No, not that deer. That the deer you killed.
That's mounted in my house.
Yes, but it was the same deer that we jacked up that morning.
Yeah, I got a little bit of redemption on him.
Mm-hmm. But based on that piece, you know.
And then we had another wild night with chasing him.
Oh, yeah, that was insane. We already told that. Go back and listen to 8 on an 80. But you know what is crazy about that place? Actually, hang on, let me finish this thought before I lose it. I do think you're gonna have some really good opportunities in there, and Lexi as well, if she wants to hunt. You know what it confuses the shit out of me? Pick that shed up.
The shed?
Yeah.
What about it?
Pick it up.
Okay.
That was on that farm. Never seen that deer on a camera. Never.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Look at that thing.
That could be really old.
I mean,
you never know.
That's a 13-inch two, at least, that's bladed as all get out. That has a lot of the same genetics as that deer.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, this thing's obviously bigger. It's not like he went down. But yeah. I'm saying that deer probably had this deer's genetics. But I mean, that just goes to show, you know, like, you never know what the hell could.
Yeah, that could be really old.
And your cameras don't always tell you everything, too.
Well, absolutely.
Well, and also look at Wicked.
God, I want that deer.
What happened to him? Where the fuck did he go? Yeah. But no, overall, I think you're going to have some good opportunity in there.
I hope so. It'd be freaking awesome. We're going to get shit out.
All right. Well,
we got to get it out.
And like, I was talking to Colton Hamilton the other day, and I was just like, dude, I am hoping that, like, him, you, me, we just have a fucking hell of a season. So it's fun, clean and deer, you know, hopefully.
We got to get a better system going on with the cleaning the deer.
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, so basically, yeah.
We've got to get a better spot.
I think a winch. You'd have to cut a hole in the ceiling and run it all the way up to the
rafters.
Yeah. That'd be the only way.
Yeah, because if we put a hole in the ceiling.
I think it'd be fine.
Or a little hole in the ceiling and up to the rafters. Because right now, the feet can only go up to the garage deals.
Yeah, well, basically, guys.
All the way to the ceiling, it'd be good.
Yeah, so. It's such a jacked setup. Yeah, it works. It works fine, but just getting the deer up there is a pain in the ass.
We just need a shop.
Go ahead and buy me one.
Bad.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. Hurting? Not good? Strong? What else?
I don't know. Got a lot of stuff to do.
Well,
it gets me a little more excited. I forgot there was that many deer out there. That could really go up.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm interested in this. So, We've already kind of established in the past, like, you're not a huge you deer hunt, but you're not obsessed with it, which I still think you hunt a lot.
I might be obsessed with turkey hunting.
Did we ever tell your turkey pod?
Yeah,
we did.
But it's so much fun, dude.
Fuck the turkeys.
Oh my God, it's so much fun.
Fuck you. Look at my
butt. Would have a fucking blast. Look, out there.
It's
dude, you would have so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for ever letting me go.
Turkey hunt. Oh my God. Yeah, gosh.
You mean the fucking Rio that you shot from under me?
From under you?
That was my bird, and you fucking know it.
Are you fucking retarded?
No, I'm not. Fucking Not at all.
I lost that video, I think.
Been tested.
I think I lost that video.
I haven't.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a bag?
Maybe.
All right. But I mean, all right, we're not getting into fucking turkeys. But okay, let me ask you this. Give me a couple things that you think you really need to work on when it comes to deer hunting in general.
I'm gonna shoot my bow more. But I don't have the accessibility.
Yeah, you do.
Like if I could just walk outside and shoot my bow, I would you
can
do it.
So you can drive down here every day and shoot.
Yeah, let me drive 20 miles down
here. It's not.
It is.
No, it ain't. It's like 15 minutes.
All the way down here to kill my bow. All
right, so besides shooting your bow, I mean like hunting. What are some things that you need to...
Well, of course you just need the experience. That's all. Everything is just experience. You need to live it. You need to kill deer. I have got to shoot some fucking doe to just pipe a deer. That's all I want to do. The two deer I've killed, I've had mistakes.
Tell a fucking story, you and me in the tree stand, and I lit that little bitch up.
You're fucking...
Dude, I got tunnel vision so bad.
So tunnel vision.
Because I definitely thought that
was
her.
I'm standing up, stretching, turn over. Old mama bear. No, old girl. Little girl is coming out of the woods.
I don't think we've told this. So backstory. So we're trying to thin out some does, right? And Bryce got busted by this doe once or
twice. Yeah, why did I get busted?
She was just smart, dude. She was using the wind. She was circling. Yeah.
That's what it was.
So there was this one doe, and she was a bitch, dude. She knew that something was up all the time. She had that stand pinpointed. She had our number.
She knew where we
were. Well, so one morning we're hunting, and I can't remember. There's either two littler.
Yeah, two.
They weren't fawns. They were just young does.
Yeah, they're young.
So. They're like, and she's like in the back, and I never looked in the back. Like,
No.
Go ahead. Uh-uh. Do you take it away?
I'm standing up, stretching, and I look to my left, and there's a little deer coming out of the woods, and I'm like, I like froze because if I move, the deer's gonna see me.
Yeah.
So I froze, and I'm like, kill that motherfucker. No, I go, wait, mama in the back. He doesn't hear a fucking word that I'm saying.
I heard kill that. I heard something you said, kill that.
Oh, at first, no, this is what happened. At first, I said, kill that motherfucker. I said, kill that bitch.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, mom. And he didn't hear a word that I said.
I heard kill that bitch, and at that point, I'm in kill mode.
There's the mom. No, there's a little deer coming out. The mom.
It's like a yearling doe.
And there's two more deer behind the mom, and Bird doesn't see a single one. He just sees the yearling in front.
All you fucking said was kill that bitch.
Pipes it, runs 10 meters out.
You didn't even know I came to full draw either.
No. Deer comes 10 yards out in the freaking field, falls over. But yeah, the bitch we needed to kill was 5 foot behind the fucking deer we were killing.
It was further than 5 foot, you know it.
Literally.
But all right, so fast forward, right? So we're still on, you know, we got doe tags and we're still on this fucking little doe management fucking attack plan. So I'll go ahead and spoil it. That mama bitch does end up dying.
You killed her?
Yes, dude. That's the one I FaceTimed you.
Really?
Yeah. The arrow was stuck in the bottom of the tree. I showed you it was like through the tree.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
The shot you made on it.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
So I'm ruining it now. That bitch ends up dying. But like, so I'm back out on these doe hunts and I saw her and I knew it was her because she's doing her fucking just bitch fucking shit.
Looking around, smelling,
stomping. Fuck her. So she knows what's going on and like she'll work down. And she does whatever she can to get behind you. And we're on like the south hedgerow with the north wind. So she usually loops out. Well, she didn't take like as wide as a loop, what she usually does. So she's like, she kind of like cut a corner. And
slipped
basically,
up, honey.
Yeah, she did a little bit. And she's going through the fucking trees. And dude, it's like tree. Like literally there's one fucking lane through these trees. And I wasn't planning on this, but like she came and I get to full draw and I mepped her because, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, had a shot, didn't, and I mepped her, and she, like, took another step or two, and she's all fucking high alert. And I, like, full draw, I'd lean back, and I'm like, come on, come on. And I found the perfect little fucking pocket, dude. And I fucking pulled through, bang. And this bitch fucking smoked, took off, turned. I saw her run through those, like, not like those big trees, but those, like, where those planted trees were. And I just saw her fucking crash on the other end. And I was so fucking excited. I'm like, she's fucking dead. I'm like,
you were on a doe killing spree at the end of the year.
Well, dude, and also, this is one thing, too. It's such good practice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
like, granted, I get it. You know, there's not this on the top of their head. You know what? Everyone's after the fucking bone. But if you treat it like it's a buck hunt, and especially on these old smart fucking does.
Those are the ones that need to die.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they're honestly more alert than the bucks. They can be harder to kill.
Yeah, they are.
Not all the time, but a lot of the time.
The does are so smart.
Dude, they are. Especially when the ones that have got your number, got you picked out, they know where that stand is, and they're like.
And the motherfuckers that run around with yearlings.
Dude, sometimes the yearlings get them in trouble. Those young deer, like.
Yeah, because they won't leave their side, and they drag them right into the fire. Right,
they can help you. But, I mean, it's good practice just because being at full draw, you know, getting at those awkward angles of leaning or crouching or whatever it is, yeah. You know, squeezing an arrow. Shooting
your bow inside of such.
Shooting your bow at a live animal.
Yeah.
Instead of foam. Instead of a target. Like, it's a huge difference, you know.
And you adrenaline just, scene. You know, like,
right
when it's all pumping,
but like,
it's so much different than just fucking shooting foam.
Like, dude, there's countless times last year where I would just come home with a doe and it was just me, you know, like you were busy or doing something, didn't want to bother you, no one really helped. So it honestly kind of like, I don't know, like, I have to fucking throw these deer over my back. Like, the deer's laying on the ground. I lay on them, basically use their body as a pillow. You grab them by like the far ear, you wrap it over your shoulder, or if you think the leg, whichever one's better, and then you basically do like a roll.
And you stand
up. You roll onto pretty much your knees and your elbows, and then you just fucking muscle up, get a knee up.
Wouldn't a ranger be nice?
Yeah, a ranger, a shot. Why don't, dude, give me your card, man.
God. No, I'm saying, like, it would just be great if we had something.
It would be nice. But also, it's kind of cool also to do it, like, kind of the, like, I guess, like, redneckish way, you know what I mean? Like, nope, I'm not throwing in a ranger. I'm fucking throwing this thing on my back, and I'm hiking up this fucking steep-ass hill, and then up, you know, like.
That's fucking gargoyle way.
That, or, like, how I did that, you know, I got my truck down to where the stand was, but I started to carry her probably 80-100 yards. And then you're just covered in blood. But, like, there's something cool about that, too. It's, like, yeah. It's fucking, it's badass, in my opinion. It's not the people might think I'm a fucking idiot. But I'm like, it's cool. Either way, shooter or not, there's going to be some deer being shot out of that fucking ground blind. And I hope, I hope you get a bee in there to kill a fucking PB. I hope Lexi gets to experience it, Royal, me. And I hope I just kill a fucking giant this year, dude.
Like, every year, I hope I kill a fucking giant. But yeah, I think that blind will be fucking awesome. I still think it needs tweaked. We might still have to do some other shit to it.
Yeah.
You know, like reseal the windows, maybe try. We've got to get the top completely sealed where it doesn't leak from the top. But then we'll be good to go. I'll take a chair, a office chair from work.
Dude, we might be able to get out there tonight. Do a little bit.
It would be great if we could seal the top. I'm just saying,
it ain't raining, but yeah, we could do some small things. Maybe seal the top. Maybe get a measurement for the thing, cut it, drop at it. I don't know. Try to do a couple things. Okay. But all right, last thing. How's deer season going to go? Put a score.
Well, it sucks. I'm getting married on November 8th.
Yeah.
Fuck. And then my honeymoon is on like November 20th.
So. Wow.
So, yeah.
Jesus.
But no, I hope I kill my personal best. That's all I care.
If you kill one, let's just say you do kill one.
I hope it's a personal best.
Put a score on it. What do you think it's going to be?
148.5.
Ooh.
That'd be great.
All right, guys, that's gonna do it for this one. We got some blind work to do. Fucking, we're getting closer than It's going to sneak up on us quick, so just be ready for it. Get your shit done. Get out there. All right. See ya. Oh, you here? December 21st, it changed my life forever. He was coming down when he ain't even noticed me. I stood up and grabbed my bow. He made his way down through the funnel. I drew back. I'm locked. I'm ready to rock. It ain't no turning back. It's like a meteorite when it took flight. Look like a shooting star. Let my arrow fly, then he died within 40 yards. Send my thanks to heaven because I have to give thanks to God. Media waited and then put out within a couple days. Couple hours go by, I was already at 20K. Views steady going up, knocking out milestones. I can never give it up. I had to stay strong. How could I forget to mention when I was running through thickets? Rabbit hunt with old heads, we were trying to get a limit. 20 pack of beagle hounds, sounding like dog pounds. Cats were trying to cross the lane, then I had to cut them down. I see the times are changing. Overlooked for so long, I see it change is amazing. Outdoor magazine, seeing familiar faces.